Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Gina D. Rogers, who is Outreach Coordinator for Reach Studio Arts Center. Good evening, Gina D. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well. Thanks for having me here.
Well, it's a pleasure. I wanted to talk to you about events going on this week in Riotown. This particular event was called Deluxe Graffiti Riovised. Tell us about what happened this week.
Well, this week we covered Riotown in just a ton of color. We had two events that came together to create Deluxe Graffiti Riovised, and one was the celebration of National Hip-Hop Appreciation Week, and also our placemaking venture where we made 3D sculptures out of what was the original Deluxe in Graffiti project.
And so we had artists down there, graffiti artists, as you said, painting the town with color?
Yes, there. We scheduled about 6 graffiti artists to show up, and in the end, I think we had about 20 or more that came that day, and they started at around 9:30 in the morning, and I think we're there until after 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night, just painting and painting and painting away.
Well, I'm going to have to come by and take a look, and we encourage others to do so as well. How did it turn out, do you think?
Well, actually, they're finishing it the rest of this week, so, you know, the weather has kind of given them a run for their money.
But,
so actually, if people are down there up until Friday, there should be people out there painting, so you can kind of still see the wall evolving. The sculptures will be finished this Thursday, so that you can see those. So there's still an opportunity, actually, to see people out there and creating.
Well, and I love the fact that we could go down there and watch it happening in progress.
Absolutely. So, and the guys are wonderful guys. Just, you know, go up and talk to them. They've even had people in the community just right off the street say, you know, do you mind if we create on this wall? And they've been open to it and just, you know, giving paint over to people and making it a real community effort.
Well, and speaking of community effort, I mean, I'm not sure where you go to find graffiti artists, but they're from all over the state. They're from, you know, Lansing, Grand Rapids, and the Detroit area that are working on this.
Correct, yes. And, you know, it has been a wonderful evolution to see these sculptures get made. The panels obviously were created on Monday, and we did an open call to ask people to come and make art on these new panels and also on the wall, and people just started jumping onto it. They said, yes, we would love to help revitalize our community, our Michigan, our Lansing. And it was just a simple matter of asking someone for their help, and we had a huge, huge amount of support to help revitalize Riotown.
And location-wise, this is, if I have information correct, it's on the south wall of what was the Cadillac Club?
Correct, yes.
So it's, I mean, real open as you drive by, and to be able to pull off and stop and look, it's right there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been wonderful. We've seen a lot more people wandering around in Riotown and asking about shops and businesses that are here. So it's had the, you know, desired effect that we'd hoped, that it would just bring more foot traffic into the area and more interest, you know, into what's happening in Riotown to help revitalize the city and, you know, to embrace art in the area.
I love what you talked about, the phrase used to create kind of a sense of place. I like that phrase.
Absolutely. And, you know, graffiti art is something that's being created here in Riotown. You know, we're embracing, you know, the urban core that it is, and we are making it a sense of place because we're, you know, making these sculptures and, you know, working with local art instead of just bringing art in from, you know, another city or, you know, another nation. We're dealing with what's being made here and promoting the talent that is right here and right down the street.
And this was a grant-funded event, a pretty good-size grant from the Lansing Economic Development Corporation.
Correct, yes. We actually had several partners from the City of Lansing to write the LADC, the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, and also the Riotown Commercial Association helped support this effort.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to tell us about it. I think it's one of those things. It's unique. It's unique to the area, and I wanted to encourage people to be aware of it and to stop in and take a look at it as they're out and about. It's a great thing. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Gina D. Rogers, who is the outreach coordinator at Reach Studio Arts Center, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.